Chapter 2, Blessings or Curses. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." We all note that Abraham was a very blessed man, and the Bible says that the blessings of Abraham are ours. God made the earth, and everything in it was perfect. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. After creating the earth, God created man in his own image and likeness and gave him dominion to rule over all the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." God was instructing them that they were not to eat from the tree of science of good and evil, and everything would go well, and mankind would live under the mantle of God's glory. But there was a being called Lucifer, who rebelled against God and dragged one-third of the angels to hell, and so he transformed into the devil, the deceiver, and was cast out of heaven. When the devil saw the wonder that God had created, mankind in the image and likeness of God, he tried and succeeded in coming up with a plan to destroy mankind. The devil, in the form of a serpent, deceived Eve, who then led her husband to sin against God. This is how the curse entered the earth, and mankind was cast out of the presence of God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it, all the days of your life." When this happened, God began to think of a plan to redeem mankind. This is why he sent his son Jesus, so that man could reconcile with God. When you gave your life to Jesus, you were set free from the power of Satan and his demons. The devil comes to kill, steal and destroy, and this is why he tries to deceive you so that you do not know the truth. The truth is looking toward Jesus, coming to church, serving God, going to a family group, always walking with Jesus. The Bible says that God has already given us blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 28, which has two distinct parts, blessings and curses. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14. Blessings for the obedient. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to 68. Curses for the disobedient. The blessings for the obedient. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. As we study chapter 28, from verse 1 to 14, we see that those who obey and practice what is written in the Word of God will have blessings, but for all those who do not care about God and have their backs turned toward Him, the curses from verse 15 onwards are already upon them. Curses for the disobedient. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to 68. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You can choose blessings or curses. Always choose blessings, for only God is our dear Father. He has the best for us. Exhortation. Come to church. Go to a family group. Start your journey with God. Serve God. God needs everyone. Always keep your eyes toward Jesus Christ. Do not focus circumstances that you see. Only Jesus is the way to a life of peace, joy, happiness, health, and prosperity. All this will always be added to you by God when your goal is to prevail in salvation with Christ.